The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host,
Cassidy Simpson.
For those of you that are listening, last week my daughter and wife were on, and I think she thinks it's her show. Is this your show or my show?
My show.
Oh, yeah, duh. She has no money to pay for it. But anyway, she wants it to be her show.
You're my supporter.
There you go. Oh, okay. If you're just tuning in, we thought we'd make it interesting in the beginning. So this is Crossroads of Health, always real, always unscripted. And
as you can tell,
where common sense and good science intersect. And I am your host, Rick Simpson. Cassidy would like to be your host, but she's only 13. She's my largely good younger
mostly,
daughter.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, anyway. So this week...
I'm also a co-host this week.
Oh, sorry, go
Julie
ahead.
Julie Simpson, your wife. I almost said wonderful, but yeah. I don't think I'm allowed to say that.
I'm sorry, in our house, we like to watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and the joke, Cassidy and Julie are very good. They're very good at Wheel of Fortune. I mean, they're mm-hmm. excellent.
We want to go on.
Yeah, I'm not good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but I always tell Julie, I said, if you go on, some people come on, they go... And they go, oh, and who are you here with? She goes, my wonderful husband, Rick. So I rate the people. I go, oh, no, she was no good. No, oh, my husband, Bob.
And
I go,
and
no,
there was a lady who forgot her husband altogether and mentioned her dog.
So we'll let you know if Julie and Cassie ever go on. But she has to, you know, make it real. Even though we've been married for a lot of years now, 22, you got to still make it sound like it's just the first day we were married.
Oh, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yes, ladies.
I think I'll do my dapper husband.
There you go.
Dapper and occasional vexing husband.
Exactly. We are a health show, though. We're here to give you some education. This week, we're going to be talking about things like liver health and glutathione. We're going to talk about allergies. So if those are things that affect you, stay tuned. And even if they don't affect you, I'm sure you know somebody that suffers from those things. And we're going to have a lot of really great information
Before we jump in, why don't I let them know how they can contact us if they have any more questions?
That was really well done, hon. Very good. I'm telling her she needs to just jump right in and interject. Jump right in, hon.
If you would like to listen to any past shows or learn more about us, check us out at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. To look into any more of our products in depth, look at emeraldlabs.com. And of course, our products are available on our affiliate shop, naturalproducts.com, which is 10% off MSRP. I'm going to get it right this time. We'll give you a code at the end of the show, which will give you 25% off.
Unless I change my mind, and we might make that higher.
But also like us at facebook.com/ultralabs. And Rick often likes to put pictures, our dogs on there, and a picture of us, you know, on the radio, all three of us. And if you have any questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. And call us. We are here to answer your questions. 424-703-4150.
And there you go. So that's how you can communicate with us. Melody and I usually do this show. Melody's my regular co-host. But sometimes it's just kind of fun to mix it up. And I thought, oh, it'll be fun. Julie, you know, she has a lot of history in this industry. Her dad, actually, I used to work for her dad years ago. He was in this industry for many, many, many years. And he was not healthy. And this industry changed his life. And quite honestly, that's where I learned some of my stuff. Not
and
everything.
That's where we met.
That's where we met.
That's a whole other show.
And then Cassidy, she just likes doing this. Her older sister, Courtney, Cassie did a pre-record of Courtney in the last week's show. But Cassie, is this fun for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, father.
Oh, yes. Very good. Anyway, so we want to get right into our talking points today. As I've said before, this show is kind of structured where we do these talking points, which talks about subjects that are sort of near and dear to our heart, or it might be something that's going on in the media regarding nutrition or vitamins, things like that, or, you know, whatever, just things that we find interesting or think you might find interesting. So anyway, so today we're going to kind of focus on
Julie. All my problems.
And, you know, I'm pretty much an open book. I've always kind of been that way. I don't really tell people, look, you want to ask me something, just ask me. I don't really care. I share probably too much. I'm probably an oversharer.
Remember those friends we had, and they're like, do you ever not talk about poop? I mean, can we just have one conversation?
I used to be a chronically constipated child, and I read this book, Colon Health, The Key to Vibrant Life by Dr. Norman W. Walker. That guy lived to be about 115 years old, and he lectured until he's into 100 probably. And his whole book is on colon health. And so I used to really, that's what changed my life was getting, you know, clearing my bowels. And so our friends would say, you know, I was always talking about poop, but it's because, you know, it's not about what you consume. Well, it's partly about what you consume. It's equally important as what you eliminate. With that in mind, we are going to talk about some things that Julie is dealing with, and she may not be quite as much an open book as I am, but
I don't mind.
Okay. And she's willing. So anyway, so we get blood work done from Dr. Stengler year and a half. And Julie has always had issues. Well, why don't you tell mine with just, you know, environmental chemicals, toxins, stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a hard time cleaning our house with the standard products you find on the shelf. Even walking down that aisle in the grocery store, I have to like cover my mouth and nose because I am so sensitive to the chemical smells. One time I cleaned the oven with Easy Off and I could not breathe for like 2 weeks. So I've just always had these chemical sensitivity issues. And I mean, I don't know where you want to take it from there.
Sensitivity, cats,
comes down to my allergies. I've always been allergic to all different sorts of things, sure.
But I think they're tied. I think they're sort of tied together because you detoxify things through your liver. And you know, for years, Julie, we make this liver health product. And I told Julie,
he wants me to take it.
Well, Dr. Singer said you take liver health. And he told her that a few years back when he got her blood work, oh, you should take liver health. Well, she would try to take it and it would would sort of drive your allergies crazy.
I had allergic symptomology. I also would get like headaches and I could not function. And I'm like, what is wrong with me?
And ladies, please don't judge me too harshly, but I'd kind of be like, come on, you need to suck it up. She remembers that. Yeah. Suck it up. Take it. You know, sometimes supplements, you just got to work through it. So she largely just didn't take it. It was just too hard for her.
I would be like non-functional, seriously.
Yeah, then we had this glutathione product, and I said, well, you need to take the glutathione. I mean, that's the king of antioxidants. This is great. So she took that, I think.
Struggled with that.
Oh, and that was, I think, it might have been worse. I don't know. And I'm suck it up, you know. And so anyway, so eventually I told Dr. Stengler all this, and he said, you know, perhaps you should do a liver gene test, a genetic test for your liver, because some people have what's known as polymorphisms, and it's a DNA test, and so it's a swab in the cheek, and then you do the swab and you send it in, you get the results. So Julie did this, and it was like, how much is the test?
Like $600,
$695, $695, $590. I think it was $695.
And it's like blood test is like, yeah,
and it's like it's like, okay, well, we need to do it. So anyway. And I never knew about this. I've heard about gene defects, but this is something that I would venture to say that most of you listeners haven't heard about. And most doctors don't talk about this stuff, gene defects in the way your body functions. And your liver being a detoxification organ, that's very important. So we get the results as test, and we have it in front of us here. I'm not going to upload this on Facebook because it is a personal test, but I want to read to you. It is really interesting. There are a phase one and phase two detoxification pathways through the liver. And it says that detoxification is the metabolic process your body uses to transform and eliminate toxins. This process can occur in two steps called phase one and phase two. Phase one is our first line of defense against toxins. Enzymes in the liver act on the chemical structure of a toxin to make it easier to excrete. For some compounds, including many drugs, phase one is all that's needed to eliminate the toxin. Other toxins are actually made more reactive after phase one and require an additional step. That's where phase two comes in. Phase two is our second line of defense against toxins. Phase two further alters the chemical structure of a toxin by adding or conjugating water-soluble molecules to the toxin. Toxic substances come from the environment, from the foods and medicines we consume, and from the body itself. natural waste products of metabolism. Examples include pollution, pesticides, herbicides, solvents, pharmaceutical drugs, and charbroiled foods. So there's kind of your basis.
Does that mean no more burgers?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, they don't know what your result is yet. Well, it turns out we get this result from Dr. Stengler, and he says, oh, look, he says, you have polymorphisms in both phase one and phase two. But unfortunately, Cassidy and Julie just reminded me we're out of time for segment one. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the specifics of the phase one and phase two detoxification pathways of the liver. So please stay tuned with us.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. If you're just tuning in, you can go to www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com to see this radio show or any previous shows.
They can see the show?
They can see it or listen to it?
They can listen to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And if you want to purchase any of the products, you can go to www.shopnaturalproducts.com. And
what products can they buy there?
Any products that you sell. It's great.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Okay. Good
Emerald Labs?
Well, you can look at the products there, but you can't purchase them there.
Oh, at emeraldlabs.com.
That's only for looking at the products. Yeah. You got to go to our partner affiliate on the internet, ShopNaturalProducts.
Yes, you can look at the details of the products on emeraldlabs.com, but if you want to purchase the products, then you have to go to ShopNaturalProducts.com.
Am I going
to
get a good deal at ShopNaturalProducts?
Yes, it's 10% off MSRP.
What does MSRP stand for?
I have no idea. You'll teach me that later.
Manufacturer suggested retail price. Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to remember that, but that's good. And then, anyway, after the show, the products that we talk about will be 25% off.
Or more if
or
I decide.
Or more if Dad is very generous and happy with all of this.
I might even let you decide what the discount will be at the end of the show.
Well, that would be fun.
Cassie, there's no like.
Except no
100%. You get everything free. There's no, Cassie. No. We can't. We have to.
She's our marketer, not our accountant.
We have to make a little bit of money. So her sister always says,
"Wee bit." it.
Her sister says, if we ever go into business together, I will handle the money. If you handle it, we're going to lose all the money. So anyway, so that's how they work together.
Cassidy likes shoes, so.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Okay, let's move on. So, okay, in segment one, we were talking about Julie's liver defect with phase one and phase two detoxification pathways through liver. So I want to talk a little bit about those, because this is so interesting with Julie, why she couldn't handle our liver health product and our glutathione. So it says, in this test that Dr. Singer ran, in phase one detoxification, enzymes known collectively as the cytochrome P450 system use oxygen to modify toxic compounds, drugs, or steroidal hormones. Many toxins must undergo phase two detoxification after a reactive site has been formed. Because there are many different toxic compounds the body might encounter, there are many variants of phase one enzymes. So here's Julie's results. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 7 different genes in the cytochrome P450 system. Julie's results, she has two polymorphisms in her CYP1A1 and CYP1B1 genes. So he's like, well, she's got polymorphisms in two of her genes there. So that's one of the reasons, guess what? She can't take liver health and she can't take glutathione. It said polymorphisms, SNPs, in the genes coding for a particular enzyme can increase or more commonly decrease the activity of that enzyme. Both increased and decreased activity may be harmful. So, and it goes on. I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this stuff. But anyway, so it can either increase or decrease the activity. So sometimes Dr. Stenger even thought when she takes the liver health or glutathione, it could overstimulate the enzymes, which can cause some of her allergic symptoms and some reactivity. You know, they don't know everything about these genetic defects and polymorphisms, but that's that. And then in phase two, it says in phase two detoxification, large water soluble molecules are added to toxins, which we heard in the last segment. Usually at the reactive site formed by the phase one reactions. After phase two modifications, the body is able to eliminate the transformed toxins in the urine or the feces through the bile. So Julie's results. So there's a methylation category, there's an acetylation category, there's a glutathione conjugation category, and there's an oxidative protection category in the phase two. Julie's results, her catechol O-methyltransferase, which is the methylation category, she has 2 gene expressions, not you can have 1 or 2. So she has the worst gene expression on that one in methylation. So that's a problem. Then in her acetylation, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 7 genes here. In her NAT2, she has both gene expressions in that one. And then in her glutathione, she has 1 gene expression in 2 of those genes. And then in her oxidative stress, which is the superoxide dismutase, she has no problems there. So anyway, that's all we're really going to talk about this test. But suffice it to say, me saying, suck it up.
Yeah, it does not work for me.
When I sat there with Dr. Singer, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, hon. And she's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Julie's actually very gracious. But anyway.
I have to say that whole test, I had to read through it a bunch of times and say, what does this mean? I don't understand what these NA2 and all of that stuff meant. But all I know is that I don't do so hot with toxins.
It's really, really interesting. I mean, the stuff that they have learned through genetics and polymorphisms, people say, well, that's just the way I am. Well, it could be a genetic issue. And doctors, generally typical allopathic physicians don't, at least that I'm aware of, don't really talk about it. You don't hear people talking about this stuff. You don't hear in the media, you just hear, oh, here, take this drug. Well, is that really helpful to you? Well, guess what? You got to detoxify the drug through liver, because every single drug out there has liver toxicity as a side effect because it's not a natural compound. And think about that. If you had just think about that. You have an issue and it turns out you're like Julie, you have a gene defect through your liver. And we just heard through the test that your body has to detoxify those drugs through phase one detoxification. So the doctor says, oh, here, take this drug, but you have a gene defect. So now you're actually exacerbating the problem. You're making it worse because you can't detoxify the drug that he's giving you. And then you go, well, that drug's creating problems. So then what do doctors do? They go, oh, let's give you another drug on top of that to help you deal with this. Oh, and then we'll give you another drug to help you deal with that. That is not getting to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is you've got a genetic defect and drugs are not the answer. So I'm not suggesting that you should never take a drug, but I tell people, I say you should exhaust every other possibility before you go the drug route.
Because there's definitely a time and a place where you need a prescription. There is. but
well, there can be. There definitely. I mean, everybody there can drugs. Be. Right. There definitely can
There's
be.
There's a place
times.
For
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's not
exactly.
Throwing
it's not...
that out. But if you can do something with a natural method first, it's definitely the way to go.
Absolutely. So anyway, so that's just liver detoxification phase one, phase two. If you have any more questions, you can email us, you can call us, you can, and I'll try and answer those questions. And if I don't have the answers, I can email Dr. Stengler, and we're here to help you. But anyway, so the answer for this was for Julie to take our liver health product is probably not a great solution. But he did say the glutathione, Dr. Stengler estimated, he said, I think what's happening is the glutathione is overstimulating her phase one and phase two detoxification pathways, which is why I made the point of reading it can decrease or increase the activity of those enzymes.
Right.
He thinks it's increasing. That's why she's getting all this allergic symptomology. So he said, what I think you need to do is just open a capsule and take a little bit and just give her a little bit, a few granules of glutathione, and slowly build up to the 250 milligram, which is what's in the capsule. And that will help her detoxify some of these estrogenic compounds. Because the other thing we asked him, we said, well, what are the results of this? He goes, well, if you can't detoxify things, you know, you might have more anxiety. You know, you can't detoxify certain estrogens. So these things can lead to bigger problems as Julie ages. So we want her body to be able to do this. So the glutathione supplementing with that can be helpful, but we have to do it really slowly.
And I have seen my anxiety levels go up. And I believe on one of the tests he did, it says, I am predisposed to anxiety. Well, welcome to the world, right? And just so that's where, too, like I know we talked about on the last show, the adrenal health really helps that curb that anxiety for me.
Right.
But it's dealing with the symptom. Or the symptom, not the direct cause.
Exactly. So. And you know, who would know this stuff? But anyway, but it's Julie, if you knew Julie, I would never characterize Julie as an anxious person. Julie's the kind of person, she just gets a lot of stuff done. She's getting things done. And you know, and that's
and I
just
pray.
How
I pray.
And, no, she just that's just how she is as a person. And I'm just like, wow. But it's so she really manages it well. But as she ages, these things become more of an issue because these in-chain products can build up in the body and you can have secondary side effects. So that's why the glutathione is so important to start titrating that up to a level that's going to help her manage and help her body naturally detoxify. Because if you remember, we talked about that glutathione pathway in the phase two, she has a single chromosome expression, but it still is a problem in the conjugation of the glutathione. So that's all we're going to talk about in that. And so Cassie, so what do you think about all that?
She's young
kind
and
of
healthy.
Interesting.
Kind of interesting. Okay. Well, you know, someday
I didn't know any of that.
Someday maybe Cassie she'll say, you know, I really like all stuff. I'm going to take a bunch of biochemistry classes. Who knows? You know, you never know. So, but you know, she's rolled her eyes a few times during the show, like, well, you know, I don't really know a lot of stuff. But anyway,
now are we going to talk about what she really needs to know? Menopause.
Oh yeah. You know what? I don't.
Right.
I don't actually. I think we're going to have to pick this up. Julie and Melody may do a show on their own, a woman's show. We're kind of out of time, so we're going to use that just as our single talking point, the liver, and we'll talk about menopause. She's kind of going through some perimenopausal things, but she and Melody may do a woman's show. They're going to just kick me to the curb. Then I said, you
no
know what?
No host for us, just but, co-host.
Yeah, you ladies might, you know, it'd be kind of fun. And I thought, oh, yeah, maybe we'll do that. So anyway, the products that we're going to talk about that are kind of germane to this subject matter are, we're going to talk about the liver health. We're going to talk about the glutathione that we manufacture. And we're going to talk about the allergy health because those are all things that are specific to Julie and specific to these liver issues, or certainly can be, as we said, creating allergic symptoms from the overstimulation with glutathione and all that stuff. So anyway, we have a few minutes in this segment. So I want to just start talking about the glutathione just briefly, and then we'll pick it up in the next segment too.
Okay.
So there are many different glutathiones in the marketplace. Glutathione is what's known as a polypeptide. So it's three amino acids bonded together. It's glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid all bonded together, which form glutathione. The problem is many of the glutathions in the marketplace, when they hit your stomach acid, they can break apart. Those bonds can be broken in the stomach acid, and so you're really not getting any actual glutathione in the bloodstream. You know, you took it in your mouth as glutathione, but that's not what you got in your bloodstream. You got cysteine, glycine, and glutamic acid. So that's a problem. And the fact that glutathione is really expensive, that's really a problem. So we use a branded form of glutathione called Cetria, Cetria. If you go to the internet, you can find Cetria out there. We only use Cetria because they've shown through human clinical trials it actually fully makes it into the bloodstream as glutathione. And glutathione is the king of antioxidants. It is a superior antioxidant to take for, like we talked about, detoxification of all those things we talk about, liver profile. So it's something that you might want to consider, especially as you age. Anyway, but we are out of time for this segment, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the benefits of glutathione. So we'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B-vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B-vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories B-Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B-vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B-vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated B Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. B Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also tune in each week to save an additional percent off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is FAVE number, FAVNUMBER, for an additional 42% off the products mentioned on today's show at www.shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. If you're just tuning in, you can check us out at crossroadsofhealthradio.com, where you can see all our previous shows and listen to them there. And if you'd like to purchase any products, you can go to shopnaturalproducts.com, our affiliate company. And then I have something really great in store for you guys. Like, at the end of this show, it's going to be really exciting. Like, my dad has given me the power to choose the discount price. It is going to be amazing. I think you guys are going to be very pleased with what I've chosen.
But you don't get to hear it until the end of the show.
I'm afraid. Cassidy, I'm afraid of the power.
Here's what I'm going to, I'm going to give you guys a little teaser. Cassidy has a favorite number. I'm not going to, can I give him this, please? It's like she got so excited about her favorite number. So anyway, I'm going to tell you it's one of the best discounts I've ever given. But no, her favorite number is not 99. So sorry.
Sorry
on that
My
one.
My favorite number is 84.
Yeah, yeah, good thing she doesn't have power.
So that's like, yeah, too bad. With that, we want to get back to glutathione. So glutathione, so it's a polypeptide, as I said, but it is the king of antioxidants, but only saturated glutathione is what's going to work the most effectively for you. So it is the king of antioxidants. Antioxidants equal anti-aging as we age. It's been said Julie's dad used to say, he goes, "This life is not a game that we win." This is a quote from him. He's passed away now, but "This life is not a game that we win in the sense that we live forever. It's a game of minimizing our losses. That sounds like Julie's dad. Anyway,
it really does.
but it's like, and he was all about minimizing his losses, you know, but really it's cellular life. You know, your cells have a certain life. They can divide so many times and then they die. And so you need the antioxidants to increase the life at the cellular level. So that's what glutathione can help you do, among other antioxidants, but there's nothing that's as good as glutathione. So it's something you might want to consider. By the way, we do have it in all of our multivitamins. All of our 45 plus multivitamins. We also put it in our anti-aging complex. And then we have a straight glutathione. So I put it in there because I want you guys to get the best of the best. So when you take our products, hopefully it gives you a better quality of life and a better length of life. That's my hope. So,
although God does determine when we're born and when we die, having that good quality of life and being a good steward over what we have and what God has given us.
Well, right. And God uses human responsibility. We have responsibility. I mean, you can say, I'm going to go step in front of a bus. Oh, God's numbered my days. Well, if the bus runs you over, that might have been the number of days you get, you know.
But you could have not done that, too.
Yes, we have human responsibility, so God can use the tools that we have in this life. So as you hear information, we have a responsibility as human beings to respond or not respond. And I would never say, you know, that you should have bought my stuff and you didn't. You know, that's up to you at the end of the day. My job is to present the information, present the facts as I understand them. And I spend a lot of time talking to the people that sell us these raw materials so I understand them, so I can share that information with you. And then you have to make the decision. But we're here to help you.
And you do that so you can get the best quality products, and especially like with this glutathione, that will be absorbed. So it doesn't just pass right through or not, you know, convert into the form that they need.
Oh, exactly. And the thing is, I went to a local Sprouts and I'm looking on their shelf and I go, you guys have four glutathions here and they're about $50 a bottle. And it's not Cetria. So there's a good chance that that's going to break apart in the stomach acid into those three component amino acids. And those amino acids, they have very little value in and of themselves comparatively to glutathione. And, you know, $50, that's a lot of money to spend on a product. So if you're going to buy something, you want to make sure what you're getting is the right thing. And the fact that, you know, we make all of our own stuff, I control all of the quality from sourcing raw materials through finished goods. You know, we're also the additive-free company. A lot of companies use additives in their products out there. They use binders, excipients, lubricants, flow agents. I don't use any of that stuff because it's now been shown clearly that stearic acid is utilized in manufacturing magnesium stearate, which many companies use in their products. And stearic acid comes from cottonseed oil. And then they hydrogenate it, so now it's trans fat, which we know there are numerous studies showing that creates a pro-carcinogenic environment in the body, which, you know, if you take a supplement, you really don't want something that creates a pro-carcinogenic environment in the body. And then you consume that product. So it's just, it's got problems all different ways.
And
you know?
You won't see that right in the ingredient list. You'll see that somewhere else where it says other ingredients, really small, and all the little stuff they use to bind it together is there.
And those things are there because it's dealing with powder morphology is the term. The way that powder behaves in the machinery. And the object is to get the powder into the capsule quickly and easily because it's all about throughput. And I don't use any of that stuff in our products. Our products are pure, clean, hypoallergenic. We just use the active ingredient and the capsule and that's it. Because I want to give you guys the cleanest products that I can, manufactured here so I can control it, so I know what I'm getting and I know what you're getting. And you know, truth is, I tell people I make stuff the way I want it to be. Because I take about 125 pills a day, and yes, I know that's excessive. And people that know me, they sort of roll their eyes, and that's life.
Sometimes anyway, we roll our eyes too, but about 20, 25 pills a day. So
but I'm sort of OCD, but that's me. And you don't have to. I'm not suggesting you should take 125 pills, but I'm just saying that I make products the way I want them to be because I was not a healthy kid, and I want to have good health in this life. As much as I can contribute through human responsibility to my good health, that's what I want to have. So that's what I do. And that's what we do for our family. That's why we see Dr. Stenger. That's why the girls get blood work done. That's why we know that Cassidy has the gene defect. We all have the gene defect on methylfolate, which you talked about in the previous show. And, you know, in these things, in the liver, polymorphisms, all these things, are valuable so that we can have hopefully a better quality of life and understand why our bodies work the way they do. And everybody's different. Everybody has biochemical individuality. So anyway, with that, I want to talk about liver health, Emerald Labs Liver Health. This is a fantastic product. And this is not something that Julie probably can take. Most people, most people should probably be able to take liver health. I don't know what percentage of people have the liver polymorphisms. I don't know. But if you notice a lot of allergic symptomology, you might be one of those people. But, you know, just be aware. But anyway, liver health, so many liver products out there use milk thistle extract. Milk thistle extract has been shown in Europe for decades and decades and decades to be extremely effective at supporting liver function. However, so much of the milk thistle out there is manufactured in China. The milk thistle extract, it's an 80% silymarin, and it is now well known that in China or in some of these Asian countries over there, they're using class 1 solvents in the production of these extracts. Class 1 solvents are pro-carcinogenic, so they're cancer-causing, or, you know, they're creating a pro-cancerous environment at the very least. And I would venture to guess that most of you don't want a product that has a class 1 solvent. What's designed under the European extraction methodologies is you're supposed to use a class 3 solvent, which would be something like ethanol, like a pure alcohol, like 200 proof alcohol, because it's very innocuous, and, you know, as opposed to something that's, you know, extremely toxic. So we only use European milk thistle extract. It costs about 3 times what the other stuff does. I use it because the original research that was done on milk thistle extract is based on those European extraction methodologies. So we have the science and we have the correct extraction methodology. That is what's going to give you the correct result. So that's really important to us, that we're giving you the right stuff. And then we also have some artichokes, some European artichoke extract in there, and then some other items. And you can go online and you can check that out. But milk thistle is by far the big driver in this formula. And then be aware, a lot of companies sometimes they'll play games with the dosing on the milk thistle. According to the European extraction methodologies, a 175 milligram to 250 milligram dosage per day is what's indicated for as a therapeutic level for milk thistle extract. We use the upward level of that at 250 milligrams in 3 capsules, and it's a 90 capsule in a bottle, so it's a 30-day supply. This is something that is going to be effective for you to support liver function and detoxification. And if you think about anti-aging and detoxification, you think about if you have those toxins building up in your body, well, now you got a problem with, you know, cellular life and aging. You need to be able to detoxify properly.
Like you're saying, the bile that's produced in the liver is very important for the digestive function and then also the detoxification function. It grabs onto those toxins and flushes them out through the intestine.
That's true. And some people, they've had their gallbladder removed. Your liver is the production facility for bile. And bile is what breaks down those large fatty molecules in the large intestine. And so the bile helps to break those down so they can be absorbed into the bloodstream. And then the gallbladder is the storage facility for that bile. So if you've had your gallbladder removed, you probably need to watch your consumption of fatty foods, like fried foods, things like that. But you still can produce bile, but your body's not able to dump a lot of bile at one time to be able to break down those fatty substances. You can only trickle bile into the large intestine because the liver is producing what it can on demand. When we come back, we're going to talk about allergy health. This is a product that's near and dear to Julie's heart.
I live on this product.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially and right now with the wind and
there you go,
pollen in the air.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of Santa Anas lately, so you get a lot of that stuff. But anyway, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and or itchy eyes, sinus pressure and pain, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, dander, and other related allergens. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. Visit shopnaturalproducts.com to learn more.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Shopnaturalproducts.com.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can find the Emerald Laboratories brand of products at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Hello, and welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. If you're just tuning in, then you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com to listen to any of our archived shows. If you want to buy any of our spectacular products, then you can go to shopnaturalproducts.com. And make sure to stay tuned to the end of the show to hear the phenomenal discount I have in store for all my squad.
Oh, her squad. I told her, I said, just, you know, the people out in Radioland, they're like your people. They're your squad. So just talk
like
to them,
squad.
You know? So you guys are her, right? They're your squad.
We're like hashtag vitamin squad.
At least, well, boom. There, look at that.
We've got a hashtag
good,
now.
That's pretty good, Cass. Hashtag vitamin squad. I like it. We might have to do some of that. That's... Anyway,
not bad.
Yeah, anyway.
She's
so,
in charge of marketing.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So if I'm just gone someday and you guys, you I'll never
You'll
be seen or
hands.
Heard from again, you know, Cassidy, I mysteriously disappeared. That's because Cassidy just took over. So there
or
you go.
Or you made me try to take more vitamins that don't work for me.
I've been knocked off anyway. So kind of like last week, we're going to take a big picture. We're not going to do a real deep dive on all the ingredients, but I want Julie to talk about her experiences with the allergy health. So. Go ahead, hon.
I've always had allergies, even since I was a kid. I know, like, to cats, I am very allergic. My throat will start closing up. My eyes will water. I'll start sneezing. And for a long time, people are like, well, I have Claritin. And I'm like, I don't want to take anything like that because the side effects, I would rather suffer. And I feel like I'm getting the flu when I have such bad allergy symptoms. But I'd rather suffer than take something that has the other side effects, especially with my liver toxicity. So when we got the allergy health from Dr. Stangler, I thought, oh, I'll just take two. That seems like a lot. But that didn't work. I had to take the full dosage of four. And I would take it before I would go somewhere that had cats or I knew I would need it. And it would just keep me going the whole time. I wouldn't have any allergy symptoms. So and the one thing I really like about it is it, you know, when I feel like I'm having an allergy attack and my throat's closing, it would keep that open. That's one thing. And it would reduce the mucus that I had. So I was so thankful for that product. No side effects at all. And I have probably four friends I say, you've got to try this. And I have four friends who keep using it. So it's something that I am so thankful for. And there's other things I'm allergic to that I don't even know what they are. You know, when the wind's blowing, there's some sort of pollen. I take it and it helps me tremendously.
And what about your the sinuses? Do you find that it helps you with clearing, or I don't know?
Oh,
I know,
yes,
it has a small dose of NAC, but the NAC, N-acetylcysteine, what Dr. Stenger said is it thins out the mucus that kind of gets impacted in the sinuses, so it allows it to drain out of the sinuses. So you have, and it's not a real heavy dose, which is surprising.
Yeah, it really helps me. And so I have sinuses that are very sensitive. If I get a cold, it goes straight to my sinuses. And so I'm taking this not just when I have allergy issues, but if I'm getting some sort of cold and I have sinus issues, I take that with a bunch of vitamin C and other things. And that really, really
helps. It
helps
so much, like when you're sick.
Well, yes. That's your experience, Cassidy. I mean, you take it and it actually helps when you're sick. When you've got, you're all impacted.
It gets the congestion down.
Wow. Yes. Anyway, so it's really cool. Now, and when Julie mentioned she used to do a half a dose, there, you have to keep in mind, this is a 4-capsule-per-serving product, 120 in a bottle, it's 30-day supply. But the quercetin, according to Dr. Stenger, his clinical experience is you need to get 1,000 milligrams of quercetin a day. And at a half dose, you're only getting 500. And, you know, Julie and my brother, you know, you have me that takes 125 pills a day. And they're like, yeah, whatever Rick says, we just take half.
Rick would take 8 allergy health. And I'm like, oh, that seems like so many pills. I'll just take 2.
Yeah, but you didn't cut.
I really did need 4.
Yeah, you had 4.
I could not do it without 4.
This is one of those products. Do not cut the dose in half. You need the 4 a day, according to Dr. Stenger, because you need the 1,000 milligrams of quercetin. Now, the beauty of this product is there's really virtually no toxicity. I mean, you could take 12 of these a day. If, like Julie said, she takes it before and then she takes it after, she's going to a house with cats or something. So, and when, you know, allergies really bad, I know people in Arizona, sometimes in the valley, they get real bad allergies there at certain times of year. You know, you could take up to 12 capsules a day and probably be fine. Again, I wouldn't just go out of the gate and take 12, but it's one of those products that you can certainly take a heavier dose if you've got really severe allergies. And it really can help.
When I've been sick, I have taken, I've probably taken more than 12 actually a day because I've been so stuffed up. And even with my liver issues, no problems at all.
So there you go. All right. So allergy health. So this week, so glutathione, liver health, and allergy health are what's going to be on special this week. And Cassidy will give you her special offer at the end of the show. But for now, we want to get into getting to know you. So over the break, Cassidy's like, can we do something else to getting to know you? We were going to do this other thing. So I said, oh, that's fine. Think of something. So she thought of something. So Cassidy, what'd you think of?
We're going to talk about Crystal Lake.
And tell us why Crystal Lake is special, where it's located, all that good stuff.
It's in Michigan. And we go there every year because my grandma has this cottage up there. And, like, we've been going there. They've been going there for, like, 100-something years or
grandma
something.
Grandma on whose side? My side or mom's side?
Mom's side.
So mom's mom. Okay, that's Nani.
Yeah.
And we go, to Crystal Lake, just south of Traverse City. Or is it?
It's an hour west of Traverse City.
Is it west? Okay. So anyway, so it's, and if you look it up.
It's really beautiful.
If you look up Crystal Lake, Michigan, it is, they have what's called Blue Line, where it's like, it's got a sandy bottom. I married into this. I'm very thankful. I married well in many different ways. And this one, I really married well. Anyway, so, and it's just, is gorgeous. And then a blue line about, I don't know, 200-400 yards out, it drops off and it goes dark blue. It's crystal clear water, Crystal Lake. Yeah, in 1908, the lumber companies used to own all this land around the lake. And so that's where they get all their logs. Well, guess what? In 1907 or something, there was a big fire around the lake. So burned all the logs up. So Julie's great-great-grandfather, whatever, he says, oh, I'm going to go to the logging company. So the story is that he bought probably the equivalent of well over 100 lots. And yes. For how much? $100-something
dollars? It
was like $300. $300. And now the lots on the lake, but the house on the lake, on the shore, costs you...
It depends. Well, so when there are homes that have been there for 100 years, little teeny cottages, and then you have the billionaires coming in building these homes.
Oh,
that are
the like McMansions, yeah.
And they're bigger than our home. His house, like 2 cottages over from us, and he has one on like where it has lake access, and that's his house. And then he has a guest house across the street that's like equally as big, and it has like 2 garage doors.
It's not quite
and
it's as like big, but
a mansion. It's humongous.
As big as our house.
It's so awesome.
And what used to happen is people from Chicago would vacation there. So in that neck of the woods, people, they go to Chicago and they'd come and they'd go there. But if you guys check out just Crystal Lake, Michigan, you'll see it's gorgeous. Cassie, so this last summer, there was this big storm one day.
It was really windy. The lake was really choppy.
And so we're out. We're our cottage, Julie's mom's, is across the street, and then her family has one on the other side. But
you can see the
lake. We have lake access. We can see the lake. So we're looking out at the lake, and it's like it's all waves, and it's crazy. The wind's blowing towards Lake Michigan from left to right. So, Cassie, go ahead and tell them.
So we spotted this thing. We weren't sure what it was, and it was like pink, and it was small from what we could at least tell at first. And then it was just like slowly moving along the lake, just very slow, and just kept moving along. And no, it was just like it was free or something. And it turns out it was a pink like flamingo inner tube thing. It was like 8 feet wide across. It was huge and it was really cool. And we took the Sea-Doo out and we brought it back to our like dock thing.
That was a challenge just in and of itself.
Yeah, like it was hard to even like hold it up. It was really bad. We picked it up and then my mom and her friend, they always go on this hike, so they were, like, searching for through all the houses, like, whose pink flamingo could it be? And when me and then, like, my cousins, we were on the Sea-Doo, and then we kept, like, yelling to people and be like, sis, did you lose a pink flamingo? It was great fun.
Yeah, there you go. So we did find the owners, and anyway.
They took it back. It was really depressing, but we figured out it's from Walmart, and it's only, like, $30, so my dad is going to get one for the lake and then one for our house, too. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Anyway, I'll tell you, here's what we're going to do. I will have Julie find a really cool picture of Crystal Lake, and we'll upload it on the Facebook. So, again, facebook.com/ultralabs.
This is the code. My favorite number is 42. I'm not sure why.
My
mom's favorite number is actually...
You authorized it.
My mom's favorite number is 84, and it's half of that, so it's kind of coincidental.
Okay,
but
we're gonna run out of time here, so let me just say
42% off. It's really exciting. That's like a very good deal. Almost half off. And the code is fave number. So FAVNUMBER. No space in between. Fave number.
There you go. 42% off allergy, liver, and glutathione this week. So if you have any people that have struggled with allergies, check it out. 42% off. Thank you for tuning in with the Simpson family, Vitamin Squad. And
#Vitamin Squad.
We'll help you check us out next week at Crossroads of Health.
Bye.
Bye.